I've been informed of a major earthquake in Christchurch and surrounding areas. Reports are coming in of damage in the city, and we are in very early stages of responding to the earthquake. At this stage, we have sketchy details and suggest significant damage to buildings and infrastructure has taken place. It may be some time until the situation on the ground becomes clearer, but what we do know is that the people of Canterbury are once again going through a traumatic and frightening experience. My thoughts, and I'm sure the thoughts of this House, are with the people of Canterbury. The government stands alongside you now and for however long it takes to repair and rebuild your region. The government will keep New Zealanders informed as information becomes available. I've called an emergency cabinet meeting for 3 o'clock this afternoon. Straight after that, it's my intention to fly to Christchurch, conditions permitting. I want to get down there for a first-hand look, and I'll return quickly to Wellington to work with ministers to ensure that everything that needs to be done is done urgently. The civil defence bunker is in the Beehive has been activated, and the Minister of Civil Defence and officials are meeting. Mr Speaker, the details that we have are extremely sketchy. The communication with Christchurch Civil Defence is extremely limited. There has been some communication via satellite, but at this stage our details are extremely sketchy. But the worrying fear, of course, is that this earthquake has taken place at a time where Cantabrians were going about their business. It's a very populated time with people at work, children at school. Sadly, I cannot rule out whether there have been fatalities or not, but we are aware of significant damage to buildings that had people in them at the time. We're also advising Cantabrians to exit the central city where large buildings are more prevalent. We will be doing whatever we can to assist those that have been evacuated from the hospitals, and obviously where possible we're asking people to make contact with their loved ones via text or whatever is available to them to check on their welfare. This afternoon at 3 o'clock, by then we'll have more information hopefully from officials by portfolio, but of course all of the provisions that rest with an emergency clarification in this area will come into play, and the government will be there to provide whatever assistance is possible. Can I just pass my thoughts to the Canterbury-based members of Parliament, who I'm sure are all very worried about their own families, and give them the assurance we'll do whatever we can to give them information as soon as we have it to hand.